following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, you guys. Glad you are joining me here in my office. Welcome. Welcome to the office. I just wanted to share just something briefly with you today. One of the things that I enjoy doing is reading. I do enjoy reading. I also really enjoy audiobooks to where I can just listen. And one of the guys on staff had given me this book by John C. Maxwell called Everyone Communicates, Very Few Connect. Everyone communicates, but very few connect. And in the book, he actually talks about the importance of connecting, that if you want to be heard and you want to people to listen to what you have to say and remember what you have to say, it's worth putting in the time to connect with people. And I think one of the great things that the staff here at Refuge does is connect. And it's not because they necessarily have any ulterior motive. They're just people who love people and want to connect with them. And I think as I was listening to this book, I think, man, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, was so good at connecting with people. It probably just exuded out of him this desire to care for, to love, and to connect with people. And as a result of that, people listened to him. People gathered around him. I think in part because he could heal people, which is pretty cool, but also because they wanted more from him. They wanted to hear more about what he had to say. And I think probably if you followed Jesus for any length of time, there was this desire to want to be around him. It didn't cost you anything. In fact, he was just pouring himself. I would just see himself pouring himself out onto people and loving people. And when he walked into a room, I imagine, at least in my mind, that it wasn't like, oh, here comes Jesus again, right? There was this sense of like, I want to be around this guy. Well, I want to be in the room where he's at. I want to hear from him. And he always has something important to say, and I want to hear it. Anyways, there's this moment, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. And as I've been reading this book and actually listening, audibly listening to this book, there's this instance, and we hit this a couple of weeks ago in our text, but it comes from Mark chapter 7. This image came to me, and so much of who Jesus is, I think, is seen in this text. It's in Mark chapter 7, verse 31, and here's what it says. Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he, Jesus, came through the midst of the region of the Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Remember, we talked about how Jesus ventured out into this kind of Gentile area and it just loved people, cared on people, so that people would know the kingdom of God is bigger than just Israel at the time and the Jews at the time. And God was actually trying to reach out to other areas. And then it says this in verse 32, then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hands on him. So here's Jesus. He has this moment of connecting, potentially. Somebody's come to him. A group of people have come to him and said, would you help our friend? Would you help our friend? And Jesus is a busy guy. He doesn't say, no, I'm too tired. No, get away from me. Listen to what he does. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Jesus, in this moment, takes this man aside and takes time with him. I think one of the key issues in our day-to-day in area of connection is taking time with people. Taking time with them. And in this moment, Jesus could easily have just said the words, be healed, move along, be healed, move along. Instead, he takes the man aside. There's no better terminology, I think, than in connecting is taking time with, being with them. And in this moment, Jesus does it. He does something else. He makes it personal. He touches the man's ears and he touches the man's tongue. He touches the man. He reaches out. And in that moment of touch, it becomes personal for that man. Connecting it entails being personal with people, not being closed off, not being barriered, not guarding your own time. Although, you know, obviously guarding time is important, but at the expense of your own time, there's times when you're going to give up that to be with other people, to connect with other people. And so Jesus, in this moment, takes time with them. He makes it personal. He touches them. And then it says this, that looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. In this moment, the word there, and we talked about this too, what sigh was like to groan. And in some ways, what Jesus is doing in this moment is he's empathizing with this man. He's saying, listen, in connecting with you, I empathize with you. I'm looking back at your life and all the struggles that you've had because you haven't been able to speak or hear. That must have been so difficult. He's connecting with them through empathy. And there's this groaning of Jesus kind of feeling the burden of this man. And so one of those things as well in connecting is that we take the time, we make it personal. And in this moment, Jesus empathizes with, he groans with this man. Immediately it says his ears were opened and an impediment of his tongue was loosed and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one, but the more he commanded them, the more widely proclaimed they proclaimed this miracle that Jesus had done. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. And I can almost guarantee this. They would obviously be talking about the miracles that Jesus did, how incredible they were. But can you imagine also the statement that he cared about people, right? That they're obviously the crowd that saw it that day would be like, our friend couldn't speak and he couldn't hear. Now you can speak and hear, and you have to know that. But do you know what? A kind of a side comment here. Jesus really connected with our friend. Do you know what he did? He took him aside. He made it personal. He touched our friend. And you'll never believe this. He just demonstrated this empathy with our friend. And so I would just encourage you today that to emulate our Lord and Savior in every way, but in particular in this way. It just seems like people wanted to be in the same room as Jesus. And yeah, obviously miracles and his teaching, the Bible says he taught like no one has ever taught before. But I also have to believe that it was because Jesus deeply connected with people. He cared about people. And I feel like we're called to do the same thing. And it may cost us something, some energy, some effort. But I would encourage you today to let's replicate Jesus in this area of connection as we see with the man who couldn't speak and couldn't hear. Have a great rest of your day today.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.